From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Welcome to our Gospel program. Thank you for tuning in this Monday evening. Tonight we continue with our study of Christ's seven sayings on the cross. We're looking at his first saying, recorded in Luke chapter 23 and the verse 34, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Last week we considered the lesson there is in these words about forgiving our enemies. For Christ is here speaking to his Father about those who were undoubtedly his enemies. They hated him even unto death, yet here he is praying for them. It was a good subject and a good study. I certainly hope that you enjoyed it. Tonight the topic is that ignorance is no excuse for sin. The Lord Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. We will also be playing in a moment the last extract from the sermon that we preached in our church on the subject of man having a soul and the existence of hell. We've been offering this sermon to any who would like to hear it in its entirety. And of course, it's free. You only have to contact us and we'll send it to you. Perhaps I could just say a little word of thanks to those who do contact us from week to week. Thank you for doing so. We try to answer all who contact us with a little note accompanying that which they have requested. And of course, we're delighted to be able to do so. So please keep those requests coming in. Now, here's our final extract from the sermon. That part of the sermon that we have been playing extracts from has been dealing with the proof set forth in Scripture that the body is the lesser element of our being, that it's of less importance than our soul. We have seen proof from the book of Daniel that was developed in the extract last week. Now, in this extract, I'm turning to the New Testament and presenting evidence from it. Listen closely. You can follow that picture up in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians, and the chapter 5, verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. What's he talking about? Well, he's talking about us dying. And he's talking about us going to heaven, those who are saved. He says, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle, we know that if our body, he's talking about himself here, he's speaking of his own entity, and he doesn't include his body as part of that entity. The language is thus set forth, we know that if our earthly house. Now, do you include your house as part of you? Is that part of you? Can I know you without knowing your house? Can I know there is all to know about you without ever having seen your house? Of course I can. And here is Paul, and he's talking about himself and the other Christians. And he says, you know, if our house dissolves, this old body, why we will go to reside in another house. And the metaphor there indicates very clearly that the earthly house, the sheath, is the lesser element of our being. Is that truth impressed upon your soul, my dear friend? You who live for the body and its needs and its pleasures, you realize you're pampering that which is of a lesser value. And in so pampering it, you are neglecting utterly that which is of eternal value.
We continue our study of the Savior's first statement upon the cross when he prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. We considered last week how that the Savior here gives us a lesson in how we ought to forgive our enemies. Here he is praying that they might be pardoned from the sins that they have committed against him. I want to think upon this, that ignorance is no excuse for sin. There is no doubt here that the Saviour indicates clearly that those who crucified him were ignorant of the full implications and full ramifications of what it was they were doing. Indeed, people can commit the greatest of sins in ignorance. Here is an example of it. Just think, as they took Christ, arresting him in the Garden of Gethsemane, taking him to that trial, humiliating him, beating him, torturing him, and then forcing a guilty verdict out of Pilate in a most unjust and wicked manner, taking him to the cross, having him kneeled there upon the cross by the Roman soldiers. All this was done without a full realization of what it was they were doing. I wonder tonight, do you realize, if you were not saved, if you have rejected God's word, you're just living for the sinful pleasures of this life, obeying only the impulse of your own depraved heart, do you realize how wicked and how sinful your actions are? You may laugh at what we say, but beware, lest in ignorance you are committing a sin as heinous as that committed by those who crucified the Lord Jesus. The ignorance of the people who crucified the Lord Jesus was without excuse. First of all, the Lord Jesus Christ had plainly told the people who he was. At the very beginning of his ministry, John the Baptist had identified him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God." And there wasn't an Israelite alive in that day but who would have known what that title clearly stated. He was the Messiah. He told them himself in his trial. He said that he was the Christ. But as well as that, there were evidences of who Jesus was in the deeds that he wrought. Not just his words, but his deeds. He had healed all manner of diseases. He had raised the dead. He had stilled the power of nature when he brought the storm on Galilee to an end. He had fed the multitude with a little provision, multiplying it by his almighty power until thousands were satisfied from that which would have only made a meal for one. His Father had spoken from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The prophets had given indications and marks and descriptions of the Messiah, and the Lord Jesus Christ had fitted every one of them. Peter said, "To him gave all the prophets witness." So there was no excuse for those who had crucified the Lord Jesus. Don't you think for one moment that when you say, "I didn't know," that that will automatically bring to you a pardon. Here is a people. They didn't realize what it was they were doing. Jesus says that. They know not what they do, but they still needed forgiveness. In actual fact, their ignorance was but a further evidence of their sinfulness. Ignorance is not an excuse to hide behind. It is a sin to be repented of. To be ignorant of that which God has plainly taught us, that which God has set forth and divinely revealed in his word, is a sin indeed. In this world of emails and internets and computers and hard disks and RAM and ROM and all these technical terms that seem to flow from many people, there are those who are completely bemused and completely confused by it all. Do we say to them, "You are without excuse in your ignorance"? No, sir. No, sir. It is not possible for everybody to grasp all this information. There are many, many spheres of knowledge of which most of us know absolutely nothing. And we are not to be held guilty. If I don't know as much as a brain surgeon, if you don't know as much as a medical doctor, we're not to be blamed for this. But if you are ignorant of the truth set forth plainly in the Word of God, then you are guilty of a sin. God has plainly shown us revealed to us in His Word, in His infallible Word, Himself, His Son, the way of salvation, the means whereby we may be saved from sin. And if we are ignorant of that and practicing that which is completely contrary to the Bible, our ignorance cannot be excused. This is not really such a strange doctrine. It is an essential part of the law of our own land. There's not one of us who expects to escape punishment if we say to a policeman that that which we were doing, we were unaware, was contrary to the law. That doesn't work. We don't get away with breaking the speed limit because we fail to see the 30-mile-an-hour sign. We don't get away with parking in a restricted area simply because we did not observe the no parking sign. These are only minor matters, but they serve to illustrate that we all live by this rule that ignorance is no excuse for sin. Let me quickly say that such ignorance must be repented of. The words of Peter in Acts chapter 3, where he is preaching a sermon, and again preaching to those who had been involved in the death of the Lord Jesus, at least many of them to whom he was preaching would have been directly involved. He says this unto them. I'm reading from Acts chapter 3, the verse 13. The God of Abraham, and of Isaac, and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son Jesus, whom ye delivered up, and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the Just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And here's what he says in verse 17. And now, brethren, I wot, or I know, that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. Then further down, in the verse 19, he says, repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. You did it in ignorance. But what you did in ignorance still requires of you repentance, that you might be forgiven. May God bring home this truth to your heart tonight. And though you have for years been living in rebellion against Christ, not realizing the wickedness of such a thing, may you feel tonight and know tonight that you need to repent of this ignorance and get right with God. Tune in again next week as we take up this topic again. God bless you. Thank you for joining with us.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His Word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.